An ongoing investigation into the recently thwarted mutiny in a number of Czech prisons suggests that the plot had nothing to do with the notorious Berdych gang, as previously thought, but was incited by much more prosaic reasons, the atrocious living conditions in Czech jailhouses. Daniela Lazarová has that story.
A shower just once a week, overcrowded prison cells, foul food, inadequate medical care, and restricted free time activities in order to save on electricity bills. Such is the volley of complaints coming from Czech prisons. A lack of facilities and slashed funding has led to a sharp deterioration of living conditions in the vast majority of Czech jailhouses, some of which are now bursting at the seams. Two prison houses have overstepped their capacity by 30% and overcrowded cells no longer meet the set norm of 4 square meters per prisoner. Frustrated inmates are demanding their rights and many are seeking the advice of lawyers immediately on their release. The Czech Justice Ministry says it has received dozens of demands for compensation and several prisoners have taken their case to court. Petr, who asked to remain in anonymity, wants $500,000 from the state for the inhumane living conditions in which he was forced to serve his sentence.
There were 15 or 16 of us in one cell, in exceptional cases as many as 18. I documented every aspect of my life there, and I've detailed plans of the jailhouse and the cells in which I was kept. There is plenty of evidence pointing to the fact that even the most basic norms, which should be guaranteed by law, are not adhered to.
While some jailhouses claim they respect hygiene norms, which say prisoners should be allowed to shower daily, prisoners themselves tell a different story. In an effort to save on electricity, many jailhouses have banned electric kettles, which prisoners were allowed to use in their cells to make hot tea, and imposed other cost-cutting restrictions. Prisoners claim that the inability to shower more than once a week in overcrowded cells creates inhumane conditions and gives rise to unnecessary friction. Petr Kacher, a spokesman for the prison service, admits that this is a problem.
We have not so far dropped under 3.5 square meters per prisoner. An exemption to the law allows that in emergencies, but it is not a move in the right direction. Instead of increasing space, as is usual in Western Europe, we are doing the exact opposite.
The Czech Helsinki Committee is inundated with complaints and has repeatedly criticized the prison service for failing to meet basic norms. The head of the prison service, Jiří Tregler, says that until an electronic bracelet system for monitoring convicts is in place, enabling judges to impose alternate punishments, conditions in Czech prisons will not improve.
I fear that we may soon have to deal with another mutiny and have to increase security measures yet again because conditions are problematic and the number of prisoners is constantly increasing.
At present, there are over 23,000 prisoners doing time in the country's jailhouses, well past a 22,000 ceiling which experts considered critical. Over 5,000 convicts are wanted by the police for avoiding their jail sentences. If they too were to turn up at the country's prison gates, Mr. Tregler says he has no idea how the service would cope.
Daniela Lazarová there with that report about concerns of the conditions in Czech prisons.